Okay, people, it's hotel motel time now. Let's go.
I'm trapped.
Well, show's over, gear's loaded, merch money's been collected. It's time to gather the troops, do a head count, and get on the bus, Gus. 12 hours of road to the next gig, a few adult beverages, some slamming tunes, and endless road stories. Musicians love telling stories. Stories of sessions gone rogue, stories overheard in bars, stories of sketchy characters trying to close a shady deal. Outrageous stories, where someone narrowly escapes arrest, bankruptcy, divorce, or horrible pitch. Some of these stories are even true. You know the cut line for Vegas, right? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Well, long before that line was co-opted as the civic motto of Sin City, it used to be, what happens on the road stays on the road. My name's Matt Zimbel. Welcome to Road Stories, where what happens on the road goes on the radio. The backstory tonight, the joy of jazz.
Si j'avais pas de salim, mes haricots, pas d'abri pour mon pédalo. Sur ma cabane, pas de miel sur mes bananes. Si mes carottes étaient cuites, si mon chien était un âne, mes idées avaient des fuites. J'en serais pas découragée, pas en détresse, parce que dans ta caravane, c'est moi qui suis la princesse. J'en serais pas découragée, pas en détresse, parce que dans ta caravane, c'est moi qui suis la princesse. Sur le dos, oh 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 oh. Si t'aimes plus mes échos, mi apollo, toutes les misères, t'envoies sur le dos, oh oh oh. Oh yo yo yo. Si t'aimes plus mes haricots, si j'avais pas d'alligator, pas de crevisse, des grenouilles et pas de cuisses, des tortues, mais pas de queue, de cigares et pas de feu, s'il y avait de la mousse sur ma guitare, de la rouille sur mon tifère et du catfish sur mon fauteuil. Parce que dans ton pédodo, on va laisser bon temps rouler.
Thank you.
What good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? Now it ain't the melody and it ain't the music. There's something else that makes this tune complete. Yes, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Yes, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing, boy. I said don't mean a thing, and all you got to do is sing like la 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 la. Now it makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just to give that rhythm everything you got. Oh, don't mean a thing, boy, if it ain't got a da da swinger. Take it, chummy.
When I was growing up, my family listened to a lot of Satchmo, and my younger brother, a slightly portly six-year-old, would throw his voice and sing along, doing Louie. We were on one of those long family drives once, you know, the ones that feel to a kid like they will never end. My little brother's doing his Satchmo, singing along, the tune ends, and we hear this little voice from the back of the station wagon,
"Hey, Ma, when we gonna be there?"
Thank you.
Dave Brubeck, Everybody's Jumpin'. This is Road Stories on Jazz FM. My name's Matt Zimbel. Before Dave Brubeck, we heard Montreal's No Codes featuring Benjamin Deschamps on alto, Frank Lozano on tenor, Sebastian Pellerin on bass, and Louis-Vincent Hamel on drums. It's always fascinating to see the choices of instrumentation leaders make when they form their bands. With No Codes, you have two saxes, bass, and drums, which forces you to go places that you might not otherwise end up if you had guitar or piano comping behind. One of the most adventurous in the two horns and rhythm section school was Ornette Coleman's double quartet album in 1960, which was called Free Jazz. He had two bass players, two drummers, and four horn players. Free Jazz was a recording that people either loved or hated. There was no fence sitting on that record. And I want to wind back to the top of the show and let you know that we opened with Misérico, from Brazilian singer-composer Bia, who now lives in Montreal. And that tune was kind of a fricassee of Brazil, Nolans, and Montreal, and it was a very big hit here in Quebec. Now, before you get on the bus and hit the road for a tour, usually you drop a new record. And that's always an exciting time in the recording and touring cycle, because you've been living with your music for however long it took to write, record, package, and release. Some of you are lucky. You might get out on tour and be able to play some of the music for the public before you record it. But for the most part, your new music makes you wonder, what will the reaction be? What will the critics think? Will the programmers play it? And most importantly, will the civilians like it? I heard a magazine editor once say that she would ride the subway hoping to see people reading her magazine. And when she did, she'd position herself over their shoulder so she could study the way they turned the pages. What did they glance at? What did they read? When did they snap the spine and move on? I guess you could call this editorial stalking. Now, musicians like to play too cool for school, but we care what you civilians think, deeply. I remember, it was a hot summer day in Toronto. Our third record had just dropped. We were stopped at a red light on Yonge Street, next to a convertible with the top down, with four very pretty passengers. We were checking them out. They were checking us out. This red light was going very well. They had the radio on, loud, and one of our tunes came on. Oh yeah, I'm loving this red light. The two in the back seat start moving to the tune. And this is a good sign. New release. People dance. Love that. This is good. Then the driver grabs the radio dial and yanks us to another station, right in the middle of my solo. Youch. Is there a music therapist in the house?
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you. It's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score. But this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've never really been in love before. I thought I knew the score. But this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've never really been in love before, yeah, yeah. Please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been, really never been. I've really never been, really never been in love before. Listen, please, my darling bridey baby. I know you know that I love you, and you know it makes me sad to see you so unhappy, and I see red when others leave you blue. Shattered. soft inside your gentle breast. Your heart belongs to you, my dear. So to your heart be true and give your love a grilling. And darling, never worry that anyone might steal your heart or break it all in two. Your heart belongs to you, my dear. Your heart.
Lynn Tremblay with Your Heart Belongs to You, a big Rude Jake tune from Lynn's upcoming spring release. Lynn told me a sweet road story the other day, one that has a better ending than the story I told you earlier about the gang of girls, the convertible, and the radio. Lynn and her entire band and all the gear were crammed into a tiny van en route to the airport at 5 in the morning. Now, this is pre-coffee, people. Groggy musicians wearing sunglasses pre-coffee, they're generally not the most jovial gang to hang out with before dawn. They were about to start their first Western tour. They hit the road, turned on the morning show, and just as they did, the announcer introduced one of her tunes. And they had one of those magical moments of like, wow, this could actually be something. What a great way to start a tour. Before Lynn, we heard George Collar from his Traveling Light CD. George has a wonderful voice. It's a little reminiscent of Chet Baker, except that George is in tune. Oops. Now I'm going to get hate mail and indictments from the Chet Baker police. I'll save you the time. I love Chet Baker. It's wonderful to hear singing before auto-tune was invented.
Everything but the truth, the truth. Three little words over time, overheard and overused, used. No sweet.
You ain't never been blue. No, no, no. You ain't never been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling goes stealing down to my shoes while I just sit here and sigh. Go long blues. I always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. And in the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonely I could cry. For there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a poor fool that's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
That set opened with Leanne de Lavas, What You Don't Do. And then we heard from Nina Simone with Mood Indigo. Now, we never caught up with Nina on the road, but she did have a legendary status at a gig we did in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Bowl. The way it's set up, the way the stage is set up for festivals, it's like a big revolving stage, and they put a wall in the middle of the stage. So they set up one band on one face and the other band on the other face. And then every time it's time for a new band, they just spin the revolving stage. So every 30 minutes, they spin the stage around and there's a new act. It's a brilliant way to have a festival. But they warn you before you go on, if you exceed your 30 minutes, we will spin you while you're still playing. And there's a big sign backstage that says, do not join the Spinners Club. There were two names on the Spinners Club, Milt Jackson and Nina Simone. Playing at the Playboy Jazz Festival at the Hollywood Bowl was a pretty big event for my band Manteca. Let me take you back. It's April 1993, mid-afternoon. I get a most unexpected call. Matt Zimbel.
Hi, Mr. Zimbel. My name is Sharon. I'm calling from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Los Angeles. Congratulations on being booked to play the Playboy Jazz Festival at the Hollywood Bowl. I just want to let you know that we are the Rock and Roll Hotel in L.A., and we'd love to have your group stay with us.
Sharon, I have another call. Can you hang on a second? Matt Zimbel.
Mr. Zimbel.
Speaking.
My name is Tiffany. I'm calling from the Hilton in Los Angeles. That's really great news about the Hollywood Bowl. Wow, cool. We'd love for you to...
Tiffany, sorry, could you just hold on a second? I have another call. Matt Zimbel.
Mr. Zimbel, my name's Susan. I'm calling from the Sportsman Lodge Hotel in L.A.
Hi.
Wow, Playboy Jazz Fest. Yeah. Like, that's really fantastic news.
Thanks.
Awesome. Just want you to know that all the groups stay with us.
Well, I had no idea that all the hoteliers in L.A. attend the Playboy Jazz Festival press conference and then cold call bands trying to get them to stay at their hotel. That, my friend, is what we call initiative. I was impressed, flattered even. Suddenly, we were in demand in L.A. I always like the underdog, so I thought I'd have a discussion with Susan at the Sportsman's Lodge. That one sounded the cheapest. She made her pitch.
Last week we had Bruce Hornsby. Week before, the Yellow Jackets. Before then, Van Morrison's band was here, and we have a great pool. Michael Jackson's band is staying with us now. Free tour bus parking. We're right near the venue, and we won't walk you, I promise.
Walk us? What does that mean?
Yeah, right. You might not have heard that expression before. Well, in L.A., if a hotel gets a booking from a more high-profile guest, they'll kick you out. That's what we call walking. But we wouldn't do that to you, promise.
Let me assure you of two things. First, there is no hotel in Canada enterprising enough to go to a music industry press conference and start cold-calling bands all afternoon, trying to recruit reservations. And two, if they ever discover this business-building trick, they would never walk you. Status is not that important in Canada. And above all, we're a polite people, and that would just not be polite. Now, I'm sorry, I have to walk you. I've got listeners way more high profile than you are who want to hear the next tune. You've heard of a musical saw, right? Usually it's a carpenter's wood saw played with a violin bow, and it makes a very sultry, plaintive sound. This next act got the saw, but apparently lost the instructions. This is the legendary Brazilian artist, Tom Z. Thank you.
Tom Z from his Parabello album. I saw this entire record performed by the Brazilian ballet company Grupo Corpo in Paris, and it was a remarkable, remarkable evening. Grupo Corpo was started in 1975 as a kind of a rebel ballet company. They were perfectly capable of doing classical ballet, but they felt like it was missing some Brazilian culture. So they created a company founded on the idea that cultural appropriation of classical ballet can be both fun and profitable. Now, when I mentioned that I saw the company in Paris, I didn't do that to try and impress you. I know that you and me were beyond that now. I did it because I wanted to tell you that I made a terrible theatrical mistake. In France, I was told you're supposed to tip the ushers and usherettes in a theater. Now, that's an odd custom for a North American. It felt awkward. It felt like I was the ugly American giving a bribe for a posh seat. Yo, Fabian, get me a bud. Hang on to this fanny pack until after the show. It's so cold in here. I'm wearing shorts. Can you turn up the heat? But after a few times, I got the hang of it. So I'm on a really important date in an exceptionally elegant theater in Paris. Oui, Le Paris. And I've got 10 euros perfectly tucked into my palm. So discreet. So my date thinks I'm the most suave dude in Paris. I pass the bill to the usherette, and she backs up as if my euros were radioactive. Mais monsieur, jamais dans un théâtre national. But sir, never in a national theater. Humiliation totale. If you're in Toronto, you need not tip the ushers, and you can see Grupo Corpo, the remarkable Brazilian ballet company, on March 24th to 28th at the Fleck Dance Theater at Harborfront, and tickets are only $40. Here's Shenandoah from guitarist Johnny Smith.
Les pensées qui nous encombrent. Alors que sous les décombres, sous le rideau de fumée, vivent des rêves déraisonnables. Des amours indéracinables, des étoiles à la dérive, des feux jamais consumés. Jamais consumés.
The Brazilian artist and Montreal resident Bia, who will be playing in Toronto in the spring. Well, we're at the gig. It's time to unload the gear, get the sheets washed, the beer bottles returned. We need to gas this thing up, get some wiper fluid, get the tires checked for air, and do an oil change. Bang, there goes another $1,000 US. Thanks for being with us on Road Stories. We're back next Saturday at 7. Holler at me at matt@jazz.fm. Thanks to our engineer, Chris Leon. Thanks to Lisa Evans, who you also may know as...
My name is Sharon. I'm calling from the Hyatt Regency.
My name's Susan. I'm calling from the Sportsman Lodge Hotel.
My name is Tiffany. I'm calling from the Hilton in Los Angeles.
Let's get out of here with some trombone shorty. My name's Matt Zimbel. Have a great week. Bye, music. Bye.